Hello, hello, Suzanne here, coming at you at the end of October, my favorite month of the year. If you are in a part of the world like I am, where there is fall season happening right now, you are probably experiencing some of the same beauty that I am. And when I look around, I see the changing of the leaves from green to orange to yellow. Yeah, they do go brown and they do fall down onto the ground, but then they rustle around in the cool breeze and they just make this, I don't know, just calming sound. I know that we could get ahead of ourselves and worry about the winter that is quickly approaching, but I challenge you to use your mindfulness skills and stay in the present moment. Remember, mindfulness is this idea of staying in the present moment without judgment and without fear of the future. So stay present with me, my friends, and enjoy the beauty that is around. Grab a pumpkin spice latte. Step out your front door, step out of your yogic home, and just take in a beautiful, deep breath of the cool, fresh air. Soak in hopefully a little sunshine happening. Yesterday here, I was stuck in the house for a bit, and I looked outside and I saw the sunshine and I knew that it was cool but not cold. I stepped outside and I felt so refreshed and I just felt so much energy coming through my body. Just really kind of shifted my mood for the day. So make sure that you are just really embracing the season, getting out, maybe going for a walk with a friend, maybe grabbing the kids and going over to a pumpkin patch. Here in Northwest Indiana, we have actually quite a few really charming pumpkin patches. And we have already been to Kriegel's, we've been to Windmill Acres, and I'm hoping to get to Harvest Time as well. And there are others around, but those are just some of our yearly stops that we make, and they're charming for different reasons. Some of them have some sunflowers out still. Some of them have they each have a different kind of version of donuts, apple cinnamon and the pumpkin spice, so delicious. And then at Kriegel's, we took a hayride out to the actual pumpkin patch, and they had such a variety of pumpkins to choose from, white ones, green ones. They even called some blue. I didn't really see it as blue. Yeah, just such a variety of pumpkins. The kids had so much fun checking out the different varieties. So stay mindful, embrace the fall season if you're going through it, and just really soak in the beauty and the activities that are available in your area. I just love October and all of those kind of seasonal things. We are heading up to Halloween, so the kids will have a good time with that. I'll be honest, my son still does not have a Halloween costume. Whatever. We'll get it. We'll get to it. We will. So anyway, on another note, something about this particular October that has been really enlightening for me, and I want to share it because perhaps it's something that would be helpful. Well, I know it would be helpful. It's helpful for everyone, but perhaps it's something that you want to invest some of your own time and energy into. I am part of an online yoga studio led by Allie Van Fossen, and it is called the Body Mind Soul Studio. It is currently closed right now. They open the doors, I think, twice a year. Within that studio this month, the course, they do a quarterly course, and the course for this month was a course called Breathe and Be, led by a woman named Dani May. And I had such an amazing time with this course. I learned so much about how powerful the breath is and how different techniques can either energize or calm. and really kind of change the mood depending on what you need. I learned so much and it made me realize that this is a path that I really want to hone in on and continue learning and continue sharing. I have shared different breathing techniques in the past. Now I am finding myself way more educated on it and I want to continue sharing it because I find it so powerful. Aligned with this course, there's also a book club within the studio. And so the book that we were reading, so the book is called Pranayama Path to Healing and Freedom by Allison Gemmell LaFrambois and Yogananda Michael Carroll. So this book really, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it unless you do have some sort of foundation for pranayama, for breath work, because it definitely reads as like a yoga textbook. But I found so much because I did have that foundation. It was just kind of layering upon my knowledge of pranayama, of that yogic breathing styles, techniques, whatever it may be. So, oh my goodness, I really am excited to learn more and share more about different breathing techniques and how to layer upon them and how to use them to feel either energized or feel calm. And it's the tool that is truly in your back pocket. It is truly clearly in your lungs. It goes around with you all the time. And it's something that you need to tap into. I mean, if you're not ever paying attention to your breath, I guarantee you that you have very shallow breathing, perhaps even this kind of reversed breathing that can create more stress if you're not doing it, you know, for as a technique. So anyway, pranayama, this yogic breathing, super powerful for feeling fit, mind, body, and spirit. So I plan to share more of that. I hope you will come along on this journey with me so that you can find the power within your own breath, within your own body, and it just can lift the spirit in such a powerful way. So that is really all I've got for you. And remember, I was trying to create this new format for the podcast where it would be 10 minutes-ish daily, and then you could either listen daily or you could binge listen on the weekend. Clearly, as I have stated before, I am a one-woman show. I'm dealing with technology breakdowns and just tasking that is taking all of my time. So that has not happened, but I feel like I can still be consistent with this, you know, coming at you at least once a month. I am still working towards having a little bit more format to the podcast. So I truly do hope that you will stick with me and watch this podcast continue to evolve into something that I know it can be. There's lots of good stuff that can be shared, and I don't want to keep it all to myself. I really want to be sharing the power of the fall season, the power of pranayama, the power of being mindful, right? Please continue to stick with me here at the Yogic Home, formerly known as the Feelings Fitness Podcast. Check out my random posts just to give you a little food for thought over at the Feelings Fitness family over on Facebook and Instagram. You can always email me, Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, at feelingsfitness.com. I always love to hear from you, and I always love to hear your wisdom and your takeaways from these tidbits that I share here and there. So with that, have a wonderful rest of the October month. Have a wonderful fall season. And I will be coming at you next month, November, with more goodies and, you know, just continuing to be this work in progress, sharing what I know about yoga, mindfulness, and emotional well-being. And with that, I hope you always feel fit, mind, body, and spirit.